Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6, this is letter number 1779. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, Yud Gimel Menachem Av, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Bracha V'Sholim, addressed to a woman, in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from the eve of Tisha B'Av, and I was happy to read in it that you are already home and that you're feeling good. May the blessed Hashem help you that your health situation should go from good to even better, and you should be able to notify good news about this. And now, this that you're asking my opinion about the non-Jewish neighbors, which are causing you difficulties, and it's causing you aggravation, and you're taking it to heart. So the Rebbe is responding. You must take to heart. You must be strong in your emunah, in your belief, which all Jews are believers and sons of believers, that the blessed Hashem, which created the world, still now runs the world. And He's the only one who's in charge over the world, whether it's big things or also on smaller things. And when you are strengthening yourself to conduct yourselves in the way of Torah and mitzvahs, so then, as it says in the verse, Lo ira ro ki ato imodi, I fear not of bad, because you, blessed Hashem, are with me. Ato imodi, you're with me. There is nobody that can, God forbid, do to you bad things, no good things. You should not at all be concerned about this. You need to just strengthen your trust that just like the blessed Hashem had bettered your health and He brought you back home, so He will, blessed be He, give you a good life, and you should not know any more of being upset together with your husband, may he live. I hope you will take earnestly my words, and that you should lean at the vow at the night time to read the Shema, and before you read the Shema, give a few pennies for tzedakah. This will strengthen your trust in the blessed Hashem and in your health, and you would constantly be able to notify good news with blessing. So here you see the Rebbe is giving her courage and strengthening her, telling her that she must continue her trust in Hashem and not be afraid. And you do mitzvahs and Torah, and then atu imodi leirah, then you have nothing to fear. The Rebbe practically suggests to read the Shema at nighttime and give a few coins for tzedakah. That will strengthen your trust in Hashem, and you will be able to give good news.